Good morning. Today is Super Bowl Sunday. It's the day we collect food for the hungry and a dollar for the soup kitchen. For about 15 years now, our kids have stood at these doors at the end of this service, and you have dropped dollars in the pot or brought canned goods or joined us in prayer for the poor and hungry of our community and the world. Sorry, I'm in front of you. Another kind of Super Bowl occurs today in Minneapolis between the New England Patriots and my team, the Philadelphia. The difference between the two bowls in regard to funding received is astounding. So we are going to give you some numbers. But numbers can leave you cold. They're not the reason that we support this mission. Once again, the children are going to remind us that we cannot pretend that we don't know what we are called to do. God's message is clear as to how we are supposed to act towards those in need.
The home of the Eagles is Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. However, Philly is the poorest big city in the nation. One in four residents in the city lives in poverty. For children, the rate is 37%, or more than one in three.
For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in.
The home of the New England Patriots is Boston, Massachusetts, where homelessness has risen 25% in the last several years. One of the largest shelters in the city closed, eliminating 750 beds. This attributed to a 35% increase in homeless youth just last year. And that just counts the ones that were helped by services in Boston, not the street kids that don't even try and get help.
John answered, "The man with two tunics should share with him who has none, and the one who has food should do the same."
The football game will be played in Minneapolis, Minnesota, where the cheapest ticket is over $4,000, and each of those in attendance will, on average, spend an additional $500 more on food and merchandise. The city expects to bring in $338 million.
If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him?
Minneapolis City Council is concerned because they wanted to get the homeless people off the streets around the game location. Not good publicity, you know. But there weren't enough hotel rooms. Luckily, the churches in the area agreed to house the homeless for the weekend so they wouldn't be on the streets. But the church right across from the stadium is renting their parking lot to the city, so the church was told they couldn't have homeless people there. They will be moved to the church six blocks away, where there are no cameras or tourists.
Share with God's people that are in need. Practice hospitality.
The National Chicken Council estimates that 1.3 billion chicken wings will be eaten today, up 2% from last year.
Listen, my dear brothers, has not God chosen those who are poor in the eyes of the world to be rich in faith and to inherit the kingdom he promised those who love him? But you have insulted the poor. Is it not the rich who are exploiting you?
It is estimated that over 12.5 million pizzas will be ordered during the Super Bowl. And that is just counting the ones ordered online, averaging $26 per pizza.
If there is a poor man among your brothers in any of the towns of the land that the Lord your God is giving you, do not be hard-hearted or tight-fisted toward your poor brother. Rather, be open-handed and freely lend him whatever he needs.
A 30-second commercial during the Super Bowl cost about $3.5 million. I wonder how many hungry people you can feed with that money.
Give generously to him, and do so without a grudging heart. Then because of this, the Lord your God will bless you in all your work, and in everything you put your hand to.
In the United States, we throw away 26 million pounds of food every day.
Is it not to share your food with the hungry and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter, when you see the naked to clothe him, and not to turn away from our own flesh and blood?
A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another.
Hunger is more than a statistic to many in our own community. Please show your support today by contributing what you can. Ready? If we talk the talk.